Committee member Bill Monford, Democrat from Tallahassee, rose to explain his bill.
This particular bill provides School District Florida with the option of adopting a Cyberbullying Awareness Week annually on the third week of September. This Awareness Week will promote awareness of cyberbullying and increasing attention to identify and prevent cyberbullying and offering students ways to respond appropriately and to report incidents to school officials.
For too many young people today, the Internet has become a threatening and painful place. It's routine for kids to attack each other online. This sometimes escalates to physical violence and even suicide. There have been studies to document this and many experts talking about it. But perhaps those most intimately aware of cyberbullying and its impact are young people.
Good morning. We are Mr. Gerard's 7th grade civics class from Raw Middle School. I am Shelby Norwood and these are my classmates.
Hello, my name is Imani Thomas and this bill is about cyberbullying and Stalking Awareness Week.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Nguyen. And I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name is Patricia Prather. I'm 13 years old, and I support the cyberbullying bill.
Hello, my name is Lily Nguyen. I'm 13, and I support the bill.
Hi, my name is Jabari DeGraff, and I'm from Raw Middle School.
Hi, my name is Colin Barano. I'm 13 years old. I go to Raw Middle School, and I support this bill.
My name is Michael McCullough. I'm 13 years old, and I support the bill.
Students speaking before the committee included Amari Thomas.
Cyberbullying may lead to depression, insecurity, and suicidal thoughts. A lot of children or teens don't know exactly what cyberbullying is, but once we start this week, they'll realize the severity of cyberbullying, and they'll think to themselves, wow, if there's a whole week dedicated to cyberbullying, it must be a very important subject.
Lily Nguyen shared a personal experience.
I have been cyberbullied, and I have been a cyberbully. When you cyberbully someone, sometimes you don't think about it or what you're doing until you do it. I messaged a girl on Facebook, and let's just say the message wasn't very nice. Now, you might ask, what did you get out of cyberbullying? Well, that's a good question, but the thing is, I didn't get anything out of it. When I cyberbullied the girl, it wasn't that I wanted to. It was out of anger and rage.
Patricia Prather told members that cyberbullying can have a fatal outcome.
My friend was cyberbullied for a few weeks, and after she couldn't take it anymore, she killed herself. She ended her life in education too early because of the people who cyberbullied. I want this to become a law and honor my friend to show how much she means to me.
Michael McCullough told lawmakers that he believes awareness and education are the best weapons against the cyberbullying scourge.
The reason this bill is important is because it helps people learn about what cyberbullying can do to someone. The bill also provides information to what cyberbullying is and how to stop it. The Cyberbullying Week allows students to be provided with intensive instruction to expand their knowledge and understanding of what cyberbullying is and how it can hurt someone.
Of course, given the cost-cutting priorities of this legislative session, the big question about any issue is, where's the money going to come from? Republican committee member Ellen Bogdanoff of Fort Lauderdale assured her colleagues that was not a concern in this case.
We did put in the budget, in proviso language, that the Safe School dollars, which is the trigger to make sure that districts actually address bullying, and cyberbullying in particular, that it specifically stated that they could use it for educational purposes and that they have to show that they are complying with the new law. So there hopefully will be money for them to actually do some of the things and to educate the kids, because once they're educated, I think we'll have less of it.
Senator Monford's bill sailed through the committee without a single no vote. Afterward, he thanked his young supporters.
You're very, very good examples of why we're here, and you make us think real hard before we make some tough decisions. So thank you for being here, and we look forward to some of you, maybe all of you, being up here one day.
And in a town awash with lobbyists and advocates, the 8 middle school youngsters certainly distinguished themselves as among the most sincere and well-behaved. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Blanigan.